The Gemara says that everything that happens is bidei shamayim, except for illness from a cold or heat, which a person can bring on himself. Rav Yosef said that although today the Sanhedrin does not actually exist, the notion of Arba Misas Bezdin still exists, except that instead of Bezdin carrying out the Misa, Hashem carries it out in similar ways to how it was carried out by the Bezdin back then. If someone was Mechayev, for example, in Skila, they used to throw him from a high place. Today, he will sort of accidentally fall from a roof, or an animal will trample him. For Sreifa, he'll either die in a house fire, or be consumed by the poisonous venom of a snake. For Hereg, which used to be done with a sword, with a knife, the government today would chop off his head, or he would be killed by robbers. And finally, in place of Chenek, choking, today he'll either drown, or he'll die from a disease that prevents him from breathing. If a Zohar eats Truma b'mezid, so he's not Chayev Karis, but he's Chayev a regular Misa b'dei Shamayim. The question is if he's Mechuyev to pay Karen v'chemish to the Kohen. According to Rava, he is Chayev, since we don't say Kam lebi d'rabbi mine by Misa b'dei Shamayim, except maybe for Karis. But according to Abaya, he's Potter. The Gemara says Kinyan Meshicha cannot occur in a Rishus Harabim, but Tzidei Rishus Harabim may be considered private enough that Kinyan Meshicha could be Chal in that area. Regarding Haitzah, a person can only be chayev for haitzah on Shabbos if he places the article in a chashuva place that has an area of at least 4x4. There's a question if a person's hand has the chashivas of 4x4. The Gemara says many women, although they're arayas, still have the receipt of knas if a man has relations with them. In other words, they'll still receive knas if a man has relations with them. Aye, but we learned in Makkos that these women, if a man has relations with one of them, he gets malkus. So how is it possible to get both knas and malkus? You can't have two punishments, since the pasuk says kedei rishasai, mishum risha achas ata mechayve, v'yata mechayve mishum shtei rishayas. You can only be mechuyef him for one thing, not for two. The Gemara answers, Ula says that our Mishnah in Ksubas is by Anara. Therefore there's knas. She's between 12 and 12 and a half. But in Makkos, she's over the age of 12 and a half. She's a bageras. So there's no knas, but there is malkus. Or it's speaking where she was an orphan, so therefore there's no financial responsibility. That's why you have malkus instead. Dachlam and Beis. If someone inflicts a wound on a friend, he must pay for five different things. Number one, he must pay for nezek, damage. Number two, for tsar, for pain. Number three, ripoy, for doctor bills. Number four, sheves, disability for being unable to work. And number five, baishas, for embarrassment. However, there are no malkus. The Gemara says throughout the Torah, you always need hasra, warning, to get a major punishment, except by Eidim Zaymimin, where you get punished even without a warning. Whenever you have both Tashlumin and Malkus, you pay, but you don't get Malkus. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's just the opposite. Malkus takes precedence over Tashlumin. And finally, the Gemara says if someone hurt someone with damage that was small enough that it was less than a Shava Pruta, he gets Malkus instead of Tashlumin. Daflam and Gimel. Taisvis learns that in general, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Milka Loki, Mammon Lay Mishalem, that Malkus is stronger. When faced with the choice of these two, Malkus takes precedence over Mammon. Edim Zaymimin, however, according to the Gemara, will get Knas Mammon instead of Malkus because it's impossible to give them Hasra, because they're Mechuyev even without Hasra. A person, once he says Edus, cannot change his Edus unless he retracts his words in the short period of Teich Dei Dibur. If he doesn't retract his words in that short period, the Edus sticks, because we say, Kivan Shehigid, Shuv Eino Chayzer Umagid. He can't change his mind. The Gemara says, if they would have given harsh Malkus to Hananya, Mishael, Va'azariah, when they refused to bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, they would have bowed down to it, versus dying, which they were willing to subject themselves to. Tysus, by the way, says that it wasn't really an Avodah Zarah, it was just a statue that was done in honor of Nebuchadnezzar. That's how come they technically would have bowed down to it, potentially if the Malkus would have been too strong. This Gemara is Mashma, that Malkus is more chomer than Misa. But how is the Shaykh? The Haflah brings from Kriyashma the Pasuk, V'yahavtas Hashem alaykecha, b'chol avavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'edecha. And Rashi asks, once you're mechuyev to give up your life, kal v'chayev you're mechuyev to give up your wealth. So why does the Pasuk have to enumerate all these things? Rashi says, to some people, their money is more important than their life. The Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, our Mishnah is like Remeir, who doesn't hold of Kam Lebid Rabim Mine, and therefore you'll get both Malkus and Tashlumin. If a person steals an animal and shechts it, he must pay Arba V'chamisha. However, if he steals and shechts it on Shabbos, According to Rameir, he must still pay Arba v'chamisha. But according to Chachamim, he only gets Misa for Chil Shabbos, but is Pater from Tashlumin, since we say Kamle b'derabba mide. And finally, although we usually say Ein Shliach l'dvar avera, but if you give a stolen animal to a Shliach to Shecht, you're still Mechuyev in Tashlumin Arba v'chamisha, since we consider it like the thief Shechted it himself. Daf Lamed Dal. According to Reb Shimon, if someone Shechts an animal, and this Shechita isn't Matter the animal to be eaten, then he's not Chayev in Dalad Vehe, since we say Shechita She'en Ru'uya Loishma Shechita. If someone cooks on Shabbos, according to Rameir, if it's done b'shaygig, he may eat from it. But if he cooks it b'mezid, he can never eat from it. However, others are allowed to eat from it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the cooking on Shabbos was done b'shaygig, he can eat it on Matzai Shabbos. But if it was done b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat it forever, but other people can. And thirdly, according to Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, if it was done b'shaygig, it can be eaten on Matzai Shabbos. But only others can eat it. He's not allowed to eat it. But if the cooking on Shabbos was done b'mezid, neither he or anyone else can ever eat it. Since the Pasuk says, U'shmartem es ha-Shabbos, ki kaidish hilachem. Ma kaidish aser ba'achila, af ma'is ha-Shabbos asurin ba'achila, forever. And the same halachas would apply to shechita, which happened on Shabbos, if you'd be allowed to eat it or not. So if it was done b'mezid, it'll be called a shechita she'ena ru'uya, and he would not be chayev in dalad v'he. It's a machlekes if food cooked on Shabbos is aser to be eaten, Midaraisa or Midarabanan. This Gemara is mashma that as soon as a person shechts one siman of an animal for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, it's considered a Maisa Shechita, and he's either an Akravas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says Rameir holds like Reb Shimon that we say if you cause an indirect loss of money, it's like you cause a real loss of money. Davar ha-gairim l'mamon kemamon dami. Rav Papa holds as soon as someone makes a Mashicha on an animal, he's Mechuyev to feed that animal. In other words, it's now in his Rishus. Daf Lamed Hey. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kam libi derab mine," only applies if there was mamish achiev misa. But if he becomes pata from misa due to some sort of technicality, for example, we find that it was done b'shaygig, we don't say the p'tur of kam libi derab mine. But according to Reish Lakish, we do say kam libi derab mine even in this type of case where he actually got out of the misa. According to Reb Meir, it's possible to have both malchus and tashlumen. According to Reb Nechunya ben Akana, if someone burns down his friend's field on Yom Kippur, we also say Kam Lebi Derab Amine, and therefore he's Pater from Tashlumen, even though the Misa is Karis. The Gemara says Arayos or Shnios do not receive Knas or Pitoy if they were raped or seduced. The same halacha applies to a Mima'enes. This is a girl who was married off before the age of 12, and now she has the right to say that she does not want to live with this man for the rest of her life. She refuses. In other words, it's what we call Miyun. She refuses. Or an Eilinus, a woman who cannot have children, or a girl who had a Shemra, none of these women would get Knas or Pitoy. Daf Lamed Vav. Shnios la'arayis normally mean that normally we know arayis that are deraisa, but arayis that are not midaraisa and are only midarabana, these are called shnios la'arayis. Frakta Gemara, until when can a girl do mian, i.e. that she can say that she does not want to live with the husband they gave her when she was a Knana? Our answer is until she brings Shtei Staris, according to Rameir. After that, she cannot get Knas. The Gemara says the first blood that a Besula sees after the Biyah Rishayna is considered to be Dam Besulim, not Dam Nida. So she doesn't need to be Parish from her husband. It's interesting to point out that today we're Machmer on this, and after the Biyah Rishayna, the woman is considered like a Nida. A Shtar of it has a suspicion on it. In other words, somebody thinks maybe it was forged. They think that it might have been a forged Shtar. That cannot be used to claim money. The same would apply to a girl who used to regularly ask people to have relations with her. This gives her a shemra, therefore she cannot get knas or pitoy. The Mishnah. The following women are not entitled to knas. Till now we've talked about the women who are entitled to a knas. Now we're going to talk about those that are not entitled. If someone is ma'anis or mafata, a giyaris, a shvuya, or a shivcha, and the reason they don't get knas or pitoy is because they're not besulim, but rather they're probably be'ulim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that a shvuya does get knas because she probably remained a besula. Also, if a man lives with his daughter or other arayas, there's no knas since there is already misa. The lo ye asan anesh yanesh, since we say kamle bidarabimine. The Gemara. A shvuya, a captured woman, retains her cheskas a besula. So she gets knas and she is entitled to 200 zuzim in a ksuba. Daf Lamed Zayin, the next Mishnah, as background. According to the Chachamim, a woman who sees dam must consider herself a nida and is considered tameh retroactively. So any kadshim she touched during that period of time would become tameh, since the blood may have left its makor, before she saw it. So between the time that it left its makar and she saw it, if she touched anything that was kaidish, it becomes tame. The question is, how much earlier do we assume that the blood left its makar and now is within her body? So we say either 24 hours, a me'es le'es, or since the last time she examined herself, mipekida lepekida. And the Mishnah says, if a woman converted and on that day she saw dam, so Rabbi Yehuda says she only has to consider herself tame from the moment she saw the dam, not retroactively, because 24 hours ago she was still a guy. So we say daya shaita. But Rabbi Yossi says she's like any other woman, and we make her tame retroactively. And in fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she must wait 3 months before getting remarried. If she divorces her husband, then we say we have to wait 3 months. This is called havchana. We want to make sure that if she becomes pregnant, we can determine who the father of this child is. Was it from the first husband or from the second husband? But according to Rabbi Yossi, she can marry immediately, and she doesn't have to wait the 3 months of havchana. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, normally a woman, if someone is mezana her, she utilizes a meich to absorb the shichvasera, so she does not become pregnant. Therefore, she doesn't have to wait 3 months when becoming a Jew before she can remarry. The Gemara says we have two psukim to teach us kam libi derab aminei. The first pasuk is v'lo ye asan. That teaches us that misa patters one from mamon once you have the misa. And kedei rishasai, the pasuk, teaches us that if someone is chayev on malchus and mamon, he gets only one of the two punishments. If a body is found near a city, and we don't know who the ratzeach is, the city must bring an egla arufa as a kapara. A misa to a person that is supposed to be done by cheref is supposed to be done by cutting the neck, just like we do to the egla arufa. But by the egla arufa, we do it with an axe. If we give misa to a person via cheref, we do it with a knife. This is to give a person a little bit of dignity, so it's not a miyastika type of a death, like with an axe by an egla arufa. There's a special gzeres hakasiv that says if a person says he wants to give the erchen, the value of the person who is about to be put to death, and he wants to give this value to Hekdesh, this is not chal, since the person who is about to die has no real value. Daf Lamed Ches. If someone wants to pay his way out of a death sentence, then he's not allowed to. The pasuk Ayin Tachas Ayin teaches us that if someone knocks out another person's eye, we don't knock out his eye, but rather he pays for the value of the eye that he knocked out. But if he's also chayev misa in this act, then he doesn't need to pay at all, since we say kam le b'derav mineh. If a person killed b'shaygig, he's mechuyev to go into golos, to one of the arei miklat. And if he wants to pay money, we cannot accept it, but he still must go into golos, the Mishnah. A nara who had erison, and then her husband was megarasher before v'nesuin, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says she gets no knas. Rabbi Akiva says she can get knas, but the knas doesn't go to her father, but rather it goes directly to her. This is the 50 shkalim. The Rambam says that although the knas goes to the girl herself, b'ishishu pagam would be paid to the father, since erison itself doesn't take her out of the rishus of her father. But the Rush says b'ishishu pagam also goes directly to the daughter. If someone was ma'anis a girl, and before the din Torah happened, the girl died, he's pater from paying the knas. And the Gemara asks, can a girl become a bogeres even after she died? Yesh bagar bekever, i.e., regarding possibly letting the sons be yerish the knas, or do we say ein bagar bekever, and therefore the sons cannot be yerish the knas? Taisus has a problem with this Gemara, since we know that a knas cannot be yarshent, ein adam yerish knas labanov, and he remains with taiko. Daf Lamed Tes. Rameir says there are three women who are allowed to use a meich in order to absorb shichvas zera and to prevent the woman from becoming pregnant: a ketana, a meuberes, or a meinika. All of these are allowed to use a meich because we're afraid of sakana if they would become pregnant. Incidentally, there's a machlekes rishainim if this meich that we're talking about is inserted before the tashmish to absorb the shichvas zera, or after the tashmish to absorb the shichvas zera. But the chachamim say in all these cases, she's not allowed to use a meich, since why are we worried about a sakana? Hashem will protect her, as we know from the pasuk, shaymer pesayim Hashem. According to Shmuel, the time of Naris is only 6 months, from age 12 to 12 and a half. So since pregnancy lasts more than 6 months, it's impossible for a girl to get both pregnant and have a child during the six-month period that she's a Nara. Because if she actually gets pregnant during the period of time, then by the time she gives birth, she's already beyond the 6 months. The Mishnah. As a reminder, Ma'anis is a forced bia, and Mafata is seduction. The Mishnah says that a Mafata pays has to be paid knas, 50 shkalim, as well as baishas and pengam. But a ma'anis pays these three, plus tsar, for pain. Neither of these pay ripoy and shevas. And an einis must pay knas immediately, and in fact he has to marry her. But the mafata has more flexibility if he decides to marry her. And the Gemara says, that tsar, the pain that a woman gets paid for if she is raped, einis, is for her being pushed onto the floor in the act of the einis. Mefuta doesn't have as much pain as an anusa, because a mefuta was only talked into the znus. She was the one that made the final decision to get involved. The Chachamim say by einis there is no ksuba money paid, because the whole reason for ksuba is shalaitai kal be'enav lahitziya. But since if one is ma'anis a woman, he can't get rid of her, this reason does not apply. Rabbi Yehuda says anusa is entitled to a ksuba, because he could cause her a lot of tsaras, and then she'll want out of the marriage, and he'll easily be able to divorce her then. So it's sort of an indirect form of shleite kal be'enav lahitziya. Daf mem. We can say ase deicha leisase by cases like tsaras and mila. This is specifically referring to a case where there's a nega tsaras on the arla, where without the dechia of getting rid of this piece of tsaras in order to do the mila, it would be impossible to be mekayim the ase. But here by anusa, we cannot say ase deicha leisase. And the assay here is the assay of V'lai Sihye Le'isha, the Mishnah. A Yusayma, who is a girl who has no father, or a girl who was just an Arusa, but never had Nisuan, and then she was divorced. Rabbi Elazar says, even though the Knas goes to the girl herself, but if someone is Ma'anasar, all other payments he is still Mechuyev to pay. But if it's a Mafata, she gets nothing, since she was the one who allowed him to do the act. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, who was the most fortunate amongst the Chachamim. In fact, he was one of the five Talmidim who helped renew the Torah of Rabbi Akiva after all of his 24,000 Talmidim died. This Rabbi Elazar, by the way, is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The next Mishnah. An Einis and a Mafata, a Ma'anis and a Mafata, must pay Baishas and Pagam. The determination of Baishas depends on the case and how Chashav the perpetrator was. Pagam payment depends on the difference between her value in the market as a Besula and her value as a Ba'ula. Knasta is always equal to 50 shkalim. And the Mishnah says that any time the Torah sets a specific payment figure, that payment figure is the same for everyone. And the Gemara says, the specific learnings of how much is paid and for what are learned from various psukim. Just like a Jewish slave, the money he earns goes to his master, so too a girl's ma'isa yadeha goes to her father. And finally, there's a machlekes rishainim, if bia shalei kedarka, bia that was done without breaking the besulim, would have a chiyav knas and a mitzvah of v'lei siya le'isha. According to the Ran, the answer is yes, but according to the Rambam, it is no. The Mishnah. When a girl becomes a nara, she reaches age 12, he cannot sell his daughter anymore. And at that point, he's entitled to a knas. But when she's a katana, he can sell her, but he gets no knas. When she's a bageras, 12 and a half, there's no knas or mechira. And the Gemara says, shtei saras is the symbolic symbol that she becomes a nara. According to the Chachamim, who argue on Reb Meir, even by a katana, there is the inyan of knas, not just that a nara gets a knas. If the Torah writes nara with a hay, it excludes a katana. But if the Torah writes nara without a hay, then it includes a katana. Daf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah, as background. If a person is maida on something by himself, we believe him, since we say, hoidas baldin kemei edim dami. But this only applies to a chi of mammon, not to a chi of knas. If a person is maida on knas, then we do not believe him. And the Mishnah says, if someone admits pitoy, persuasion of a man's daughter, then he's chayev on baishas and pagam, which is mammon, but he's not chayev on the knas of chamishim kesef. If a person admits that he stole an object, then he must pay the principal, but he's pater from paying kefel, and he's pater from paying dalad vehe. The general rule is, if you must pay more than the regular value of the item, then hodah is not machayev you. And the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, he's even pater from Baishas and Pagam if he's Maida, since his Haida damages her reputation, so we don't accept it at all. We know that the first three times a Behema gores, he's a Tam, so the owner must pay Chatzi Nezek, half of the Nezek. According to Rav Papa, this Nezek is classified as Mammon, Palga Niska Mamayna. Therefore, in our Mishnah, someone who is Maida would be Mechuyev to pay, because we say Haidas Baldin Kmei Edim Dami. According to Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, this Chatzi Nezek is considered and is classified as knas, palganiska knasa. So in our Mishnah, a person who's maida would be pater, because we say maida b'knas pater. A tam pays chatzi nezek as half of the value of the dead carcass, the pchas nevela. But a muad must pay Nezek Shalom the full value, and he has to pay it from the Mazik's best property, the Aliyah. The halacha is palganiska knasa, except in the case of chatzi nezek tzeruris, if an animal kicks a rack and it damages something. In this case, we consider it memaina. This is learned from a special halacha l'maisha misinai. And finally, we say we learn from Ibn Nasan that a person is not allowed to raise a wild dog or keep a weak ladder in his house because it may cause damage. And the pasuk says, v'loy sasim damim b'veisecha. And Bezdin can even force a person to get rid of these things from his house. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin the fourth perek, Nara Shenispatata. And the Mishnah says, a Nara who, as we've learned, is between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, was seduced. The payment of Baishas, Pegam, and the Knas of 50 Shkalim all go to her father. And Sar also goes to her father. If they were in Bezdin regarding this payment, they were now, Bezdin was trying to Paskin, and the father died, the brothers inherit the payment. But if he died before they went into Bezdin, the daughter herself gets the knas. Once she becomes a begeris, then she gets all the different payments. Also, while she's a nara, any metzias that she finds and all maisi adeha go to her father. Daf mem beis, the Gemara. If someone flatly denies that he owes someone money and he swears to this, and later he admits that he does owe money, then he must pay keren v'chaimish, and he has to bring a karban asham. This is called a karban shavua. This applies only to mammon, not to knas. If it began as a knas, and then there was hamada bedin, and it became mammon, this shaila, if it becomes mammon or not, was debated for 22 years by Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, until Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva, and he figured out what the pshat was. Daf mem gimel. A daughter whose father died, and she now receives her mezainis from the brothers, who yarshined all this from the father, what happens to her maisa yadayim? Is it hers, or does it belong to them? According to Reb Sheshes, the brothers get it, but according to Rav, she gets to keep it. The Gemara says a father only has the right to take the Maisa Yodayim of a daughter if he provides her Mezainis. Otherwise, she's allowed to keep some of the money because she needs to provide herself Mezainis. If a girl finds a Metzia, it always goes to her father, Mishum Eva, because we're afraid of ill feelings. If the father doesn't get the money, he'll withhold Mezainis from his daughter, or he'll marry her off to an improper husband. And the Gemara says that we paskin that if the father dies, the maisa yadayim of the daughter are not yarshin by the sons, but rather they go directly to the daughter. The next Mishnah. If only erusin occurred, and then the girl was divorced before nisuin, the value of the ksuba goes to the father, because just erusin didn't take her out of the rishus of her father. If she did erusin to two different people, both ksubas belong to the father. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, he argues that the first ksuba belongs to the father, but the second belongs to her. And the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, if a woman marries twice and both of her husbands die, she cannot remarry because it's a chazaka that husbands die under her, that she's a katlanis. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you need three deaths for this chazaka, not just two deaths. There's a machlekes rishayim if a woman can have a shame katlanis if three men divorce her versus if they just died. We know that if they died, she has a shame katlanis, but what about if they divorce her? That's a machlekes rishayim. And finally, we say that the chiyuv of paying ksuba is a chayiv, not just after the nesuin was done, but a person is mechuyev to pay for a ksuba even after just erusin. Daf mem dalet. According to Reb Nachman, if two shtaris were written for the same piece of property, this is either through a sale or through a gift, one was written on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and one was written on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The second shtar cancels out the first one. Unless the second shtar adds something new, like an additional tree, then the second is just adding to the first. According to this Gemara, as we mentioned, the second shtar cancels the first one. The Marik in Sheresh Lamed Gimel was asked the following shaila. A witness testified that a certain sheichet improperly slaughtered an animal, thus rendering it treif. The sheichet denied this, and he sold it as kosher meat. So the question is, can this witness who came and said that the meat is no good, and the sheichet didn't do it properly, subsequently eat other meat that this sheichet slaughtered? The Marik ruled that the witness may trust the sheichet and subsequently eat from his shechita, because the rule of Shavya Anafshi Chaticha di Isura can only forbid a man to eat the particular meat which he claims is not kosher. It cannot be used to discredit somebody else. The Mishnah Lamelech, however, disagrees with the Marik, and he applies the principle of Shavya Anafshi Chaticha di Isura to such a case also. He cites our Gemara here to prove his position. The Gemara said that since the buyer implied that the witness signed falsely, the witness is subsequently not believed to testify concerning the buyer. Similarly, argues the Mishnah Lamelech, one who claims that a sheichet slaughtered improperly is believed in regard to himself and cannot subsequently rely on the Shechet. The halacha of Bar Metzra teaches us that if a person has a field next to his neighbor, he has the first right of refusal to buy that field, as we learn in the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Ches. He has the right to buy this before anybody else because of the pasuk of Sisa HaYashar VaHatayv, since he has already one field, so maybe he wants an adjoining field to the field he already has. Therefore, he has the first right of refusal. The Gemara paskins that only nechasim that belonged to the man at the time of the nesuin are mishubed for the ksuba money, not anything else which wasn't actually his nechasim at that time. The Mishnah, as background. Normally, the chiyah for znus with an eshes ish is misa bezdin, and this is the misa of chenek. But if someone is mezana with a nara hamurasa, there's a special din of misa, which is skila, and this is done by Pesach Shar Ha'ir. And the Mishnah says, a giyeres who was mezana when she was a nara hamurasa, she, although most nara hamurasas get skila, she does not. She gets chenek. And the misa is not done by the father's house. Also, if there was maitzi shemra, there's no chiyav of 100 sela. What is maitzi shemra? He brings edim that she was mezana after erison. If the edim are wrong, then he's chayav for maitzi shemra. If the edim are right, then she's killed along with the man who is mezana her. And the Gemara says, if a person is maitzi shemra on a wife who is an orphan, i.e. she doesn't have a father, and she has no father, then he's pater from 100 shkalim to the father, and he's also pater from Malkus. But according to Rava, he is chayav to pay the knas of 100 shkalim directly to her. There are three possible scenarios by Anara Hamurasa. Number one, if edim came after the nesuin regarding an avera that was done after erusin before the nesuin, while she was still in her father's house, then she gets skila by the Pesach Beis Avia. Number two, if the edim came when she was in Arusa, then they stone her at the Shaar Ha'ir. Number three, if she did the Avera while she was in Ara, and she became a Bageres before Hamad Bedin, then she gets Chenek, since skila is only possible by a Nara Hamurasa. From this third halacha we learn that once her body changes, the punishment changes also. Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Ktala. According to Rava, the one exception to this klal is by a case of Maitzi Shemra, where even after she becomes a Bageres, we give her the punishment for a Nara, i.e. skila, if she's proven guilty. The general halacha of Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Ktala is a machlokes tanayim in Masechta Harius. The Gemara says something which has a chi of karis, if it was done b'mezid, has a special carbon if it was done b'shaigik. What is the special carbon? A kisva, which is a sheep, or a seira, a female goat. However, if a nasi or a melech does this avera b'shaigik, he doesn't bring a kisva or a seira, but rather he brings a sayer, a male goat. And if the kayin hamashiach, the kayin gadol, does this avera b'shaigik, then he brings a par, a bull. And if his status changes, ishtani gufa, in other words, if a person's status changes in between the time he did the Avera and when he brought the carbon, so then it's a machlekes tanayim, which carbon they bring. According to the Tanakama, they bring the carbon that happened, that would have been brought, depending on their status, when they did the Avera. But according to Reb Shimon, they bring the carbon of when they had the idea. So we stay ishtani ketala. If a nara hamurasa is chayev skila, we stone her at the Pesach Shar Ha'ir. If the town is rov gayim, then we do it at the Shar Bezdin. If someone is Eivet Avay Dezara, the same nafkamina would apply and the same halacha would apply about skila. All other skilas, however, we do at a special designated place outside of the city. And finally, we say if someone was Maitzi Shemra on his wife and the Edim he brings are disproved, then he must pay 100 shkalim and he gets Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says he's always Chayav Malkus, even if he wasn't Bayal her, because he holds one can be Chayav even for a lav she'ein by Maisa. Daf Mem Vav. We know that ein einshin min adin. You're not allowed to give a punishment if you learn that punishment from a drasha. Rather, you can only put a punishment onto somebody if you have a special pasuk mefurish which tells you what the punishment is. So what's the special pasuk for the punishment of Maitzi Shemra? Rabbi Elazar says it's the pasuk of Leiselech Rachil Ba'amecha, which is in Vayikra Yotes. And Rabbi Nassin says it's the pasuk of Vinishmarta Mikol Davar Ra, which is in Dvarim Chaf Gimel. According to Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, from the pasuk of Vinishmartem, we learn a special halacha. We learn that a person shouldn't have hirhurim during the day, which could bring him to see Keri at night, and therefore render him tame. The Gemara says if a man was Maitzi Shemra, and he brought Edim, and then we find that they're false because of Edim Zayimimim, somebody comes along and says, you couldn't have said that, Imanu Hayisam. Then they're Mechuyiv Misa, because they're Mechuyiv Kasher Zama. And not only that, this person is Mechuyiv Knas and Chiyiv Malkus. But if they came on their own, he didn't actually bring them to come, then he's Pater on Knas and Malkus, since he didn't bring them. They actually came on their own. Minatira, the Issa Ribis, only applies to Kesef or Metaltalin. It does not apply to Karka. Therefore, if you lend somebody 10 vines, he's allowed to pay you back 11 vines. The Gemara says the process of Haitzah Shemra is that he comes to Bezdin, and he says he didn't find the Besulim. If he brings Edim, she could be Mechuyev Skila. If, however, he can't prove his Edis, then she's Pater, and then he's Chayev Knas and Malkus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says this parsha only applies if he was already bial her. But if he married her and he never did the bia, then there's no parsha of Maitzi Shemra. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov because as we always paskin like him because he's kav v'naki. And finally, the Gemara says even though there is nowhere in the Torah where there is a halachic difference between bia kedarka and bia shalai kedarka, but for Maitzi Shemra, there is a difference that he has to do a bia kedarka in order to be chayef. And at this point, we will conclude our shir.